forget that day that war was declared. I was out in the garden at the time, planting out some croissants. It was a grand year for croissants, 1939. I had some lovely blooms. My wife came out to me in the garden and told me of the Prime Minister's announcement of the outbreak of war. Never mind, my dear, I said to her, you put on the kettle. We'll have a nice cup of tea.
Put out that light!
All over Britain, the humble little people showed the same spirit of courage.
Young men flocked to join the few.
Please, sir, I want to join the few.
I'm sorry, there are far too many.
I had a pretty quiet war, really. I was one of the few. We were stationed down at Biggin Hill. One Sunday, we got word Jerry was coming in. Over Hastings, I think it was. We got up there as quickly as we could. And everything was very calm and peaceful. England lay like a green carpet below me. And the war seemed worlds away. I could see Tonbridge Wells and the sun glinting on the river. And I remember that last weekend I'd spent there with Celia, that summer. And her playing the piano in the cool of the evening. Suddenly, Jerry was coming at me out of a bank of blood. I let him have it, and I think I must have got him in the wing because he spiraled past me out of control. As he did so, I'll always remember this. I caught a glimpse of his face, and you know, he smiled. Funny thing, war.
Sam?
Sorry to drag you away from the fun, Perkins.
That's all right, sir.
War's not going very well, you know.
Oh, my God.
We are two down, and the ball's in the enemy court. War's a psychological thing, Perkins.
Yes, sir.
Rather like a game of football.
Yes, sir.
You know how in a game of football, 10 men often play better than 11?
Yes, sir.
Perkins, we're asking you to be that one man. I want you to lay down your life, Perkins.
Yes, sir.
We need a futile gesture at this stage. It'll raise the whole tone of the war. Get up in a crate, Perkins.
Huh?
Pop over to Bremen.
Huh?
Take a shifty.
Huh?
Then come back. Goodbye, Perkins. God, I wish I was going too.
Goodbye, sir. Or is it au revoir?
No, Perkins.
At the National Gallery, Dame Myra Hess wove her magic fingers inextricably into the heartstrings of London.
The music you're listening to, Timothy, is German music. We are fighting the Germans. That's something you're going to have to work out later on.
That was the night they got Pithy Street. I'll never forget it. I was out in the garden at the time, planting out some watercress for our boys out in Epes. My wife came out to me in the garden and told me the news. Thousands have died in Pithy Street, she said. Never mind the thousands of dead, I said to her. You put on the kettle. We'll have a nice cup of tea.
BBC in those dark days of the war, when every night at 9 o'clock, Alvar Liddell brought us news of fresh disasters.
Yes, it's Alvar Liddell bringing you news of fresh disasters.
I never ever used to hear the 9 o'clock news, as I was always out in the garden. Round about nine-ish, planning out some carrots for the night fighters. But I do remember that black day that rationing was imposed. My wife came out to me in the garden, her face ashen in hue. "Charlie," she said, "rationing has been imposed and all that that entails." "Never mind, my dear," I said to her. "You put on the kettle. We'll have a nice steaming cup of hot water."
Then America and Russia asked if they could join in. And the whole thing turned into a free-for-all. And so, unavoidably came peace, putting an end to organized war as we knew it.
Well, we've done our best. Now it's up to the youngsters.
I wonder what they'll make of it.
Sure.